We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Oh, we already had a Rocky drop. We're not even into the show, and we had a Rocky drop already.
There is no tomorrow.
Damn straight, baby. There is no tomorrow. This is it. Welcome back. We are broadcasting live the last day. We are down here at the Toy Drive, the 13th annual 105.7 FM, the Fan Toy Drive. And that's our flagship station out of Milwaukee. This is it. This is it. If you have been procrastinating, if you have been waiting, if you've been saying, I'll get down there, I'll donate, now's it. This is it.
Not tomorrow, not after breakfast, now.
Now. Come on out and join us. We need some new unwrapped toys. We are still filling the semi, and we are getting there. We're getting it. We need to push. Need to push today. I'm fired up today. This is going to be a good weekend. I am just, I'm all geeked. Had a great night last night on DJ's Goalpost. By the way, I got some news about Donnie out there from DJ's Goalpost. He is such a great guy. I'm going to tell you about his generosity coming up here in just a little bit. But we had a great time. Tom Pippins, John Dodds last night. We had a lot of fun doing the program. All brought to you by Bud Light. We had a fantastic night last night. Back at it again today. Today, you've got all kinds of stuff happening. You've got the Bucks and the Clippers tonight. You got the Admirals on the ice tonight. Tomorrow, you got the Badgers and the Buckeyes. On Sunday, you've got the Packers hosting the Washington Redskins. Last night, you got a chance to see, and I can't believe how many people down in Chicago are losing their damn minds over Mitch Trubisky. But Mitch Trubisky actually played like a quarterback in the NFL and looked somewhat decent. But so Mitch Trubisky has reignited the fan base that is the Chicago Bears. And they say, I'm listening coming in this morning, and there was actually a comparison, I kid you not, to the Stones and the arm of Brett Favre. And I thought, okay, people have lost their damn mind. Okay? You can't breathe Trubisky and Favre in the same breath because that will put you immediately into some kind of a purgatory when you die. It just will. But I heard that this morning, too, and I thought, okay. Now, they weren't comparing him as this up-and-comer to being a new Brett Favre, but they were saying a particular throw last night when he threw it in between two defenders that, oh, that was the Stones of Brett Favre. No, that wasn't. That was Mitch Trubisky trying to do something, and he got lucky enough that it got in there, and he wasn't Mitch being Mitch. But nevertheless, we got a lot to get to today. A lot to get to. We're going to break down that Packers-Washington, continue to break it down and get you ready for the Packers-Washington today. We got our usual cast of characters today as well. We're going to hear from Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press-Gazette here in a little while. We're also going to hear from Paul Imig, our Green and Gold analyst. Mike Clemens is going to be here today. We're going to be talking with him as well and getting you ready for the contest this upcoming weekend. And I will say that I got some tweets and texts and such this morning from people that said, wait a minute, the Bears are playing really good football. Slow your roll. The two prior games to last night, they barely won. Detroit, they beat a bad Detroit team. They beat and barely hung on against a bad New York team. And they did a pretty good job last night against a foundering Dallas Cowboys team. Okay? But that does not make them a juggernaut. And in my opinion, it's too little too late, but nevertheless, we'll wait and see. So their next game, they now have 9 days to get ready for the Green Bay Packers. Meanwhile, the Packers, they're getting ready for the Washington Redskins. But what is the most intriguing game for you this weekend? What's the most intriguing game for you this weekend? I'd love to know. This is a big weekend, and I'm asking you to pick one. And I know for many of you who are, you know, hardcore sports fans, you just can't wait for the weekend. You're salivating over this, okay? But what is the most intriguing game? I mean, what is the one that you're just saying, okay, I'm either meeting you, hey guys, I'm meeting you at the sports bar, or maybe you got a hold of the girlfriend and the wife. You said, hey, we're going to have some people over. We're getting ready for this. We got our wings. We got our dip. We got our fondue. We got our big giant thing of appetizers we're going to roll out. We got the shrimp right now. It's on ice. What is the one you're getting ready for? What game intrigues you the most? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Want you to chime in on that. And coming up here at the bottom of the hour, the deeper tones, the most wonderful tones almost in all of broadcast history, our buddy Paul Keels. Paul is a great guy. I've known Paul for years and years and years. He's got that, how you doing, Bill? He's got that deep voice. He's the voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Paul's going to join us coming up here in a little bit. Paul is to Ohio what Matt LaPay is to Wisconsin. He is just fantastic. So we're going to talk with Paul Keels and get the breakdown of this Buckeyes team coming into this matchup for the Big Ten Championship. I was told last night that an interview was conducted, and I'm not going to say specifically with who, but somebody within the Badgers had said this is the best Big Ten team they have ever seen, talking about the Ohio State Buckeyes and their venture into the Big Ten Championship game coming up on Saturday night. This is the best Big Ten team they have ever seen, talent-wise. So we're going to get into that discussion coming up as well. 855-830-8648. Radio Joe Zanzola back in our studios. Big day today, Radio Joe. We're going to really pump hard the website and the donations on the website, even though we want to fill the truck here today. So any drops you have pertaining to There Is No Tomorrow or toys or Christmas music or anything we can do to put people in a spirit, the entire ship right now is in your hands.
Now!
Pressure. Do you feel the pressure?
There is no tomorrow.
Damn straight. I love that. And you can get a Rocky drop before we even crack the airwaves. That's fantastic. So that's all coming up. We want to know which game is most intriguing to you. We got Paul Keels, the voice of the Buckeyes, here at the bottom of the hour. Zach Heilprin, the sports director from 96.7 FM, 1670 AM, our good affiliate out there at the Zone in Madison. He's going to join us in about an hour and 20 minutes from now. Like I said, Paul Migg, our Green and Gold analyst, is going to be here. Eric Baranchek of the Green Bay Press Gazette is going to be here. Chris Raybon, the senior editor for the Action Network, doing a little betting today. He's going to be here, and then we're going to close things out with our own version of the happy, jolly elf himself. That is Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold insider. He'll be here in the last hour of the program as we close things down. Now, for the next 2 minutes, please bear with me. I had Mark, who was a guy that stopped out of DJ's goalpost last night. I said, hey, I want you to take this in. I couldn't make it down there, but please accept the donation, a $500 check last night. Also, DJ, Donnie from DJ's Goalpost last night, they made a generous donation, charitable donation. We ended up with some Packers-Bears tickets, which was fantastic. We raffled those off. We got some money we brought in today. Toys were brought in today. Thanks to Kathy and Jacob and who else here? Hang on a second. I don't want to miss anybody. Chris and Eric. All brought toys last night out of DJ's goalpost. We brought them in this morning, threw them into the truck. So thanks. We can't fill this truck without you. If you're within the sound of my voice in the Milwaukee County area, Racine County area, Waukesha County, Kenosha County, those are the closest. Come on out and join us out here. A new unwrapped toy for the kids of Children's Wisconsin or Robin's Nest because, like I said, we want to fill the semi today. So please, please, please swing by and say hello to us. So we're going to be out here all day long. As long as you need us, we will be here. If you're going to make a donation online, it's simple. It really is. Go to 1057fmthefan.com. That is 1057fmthefan.com. Right there on the front page, there's a logo. It says Toy Drive. Click on it. It'll take you to a page. You scroll down just a little bit, and you'll see online donation or make an online, safe, secure online donation. Click that, and you're good to go. Please, please, please help us out. Our goal was to raise $15,000 online. We got to blow that out of the water today. This is like a telethon today. So help us out. We're going to talk a lot of Packers, a lot of Redskins, a lot of Bucky today. We're going to talk a lot of Buckeyes today. We're going to talk a lot about the Bucks tonight, taking on Kawhi and company as they come rolling into town. We got a lot to get to. Stay tuned. We are broadcasting live out here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek, and we're here for the toy drive. This is it. There is no tomorrow. We need you. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Not tomorrow, not after breakfast, now.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
the program. We are so glad you are on board today. We cannot appreciate you enough. We can't say thank you enough. We can't beg you enough. We are broadcasting live at the 13th annual Fan Toy Drive down here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet on Rawson Avenue in Oak Creek. And hopefully, everybody listening, to see your shining face at some point today. Hey, there's a holiday gift for everybody. Everybody loves it. It's compact. It's tasty. One size fits all, right? You know what I'm talking about. There's a Cousin Subs gift card, right? Give your friends, your family, the better gift this holiday season, the one that they're going to use and appreciate at some point in time. Get them the $25 gift card from Cousin Subs. And by the way, when you buy that, they will give you then a 7.5-inch sub certificate for a free one. I'm not kidding. That's the gift that keeps on giving. How about that? That is Cousin Subs, where they believe in better. Check out CousinSubs.com. That is CousinSubs.com. For all that it is they have to offer. I got to say thanks so much to Fisher House, Wisconsin. Look, you know that if you ever listen to the program, I'm a board member there. But we get tons of donations, and sometimes there's like an overfill, much like with Children's Wisconsin. You get so much, you want to get them off to some satellite. Well, some of the staff and management heard we were down here, and they said, we got a few toys, but they chipped in, and everybody threw in I don't know how much money, to be honest with you, but they bought a bunch of toys. So Angie Christensen, the vice president of Fisher House, just stopped by and dropped off an entire carload of toys. So it's a charity that's giving to a charity, which is fantastic. So, we are in conjunction with a lot of work that's done over at Freightert through the VA and through some of the veteran services. So we are very familiar with everything that goes on over there as well. But it's good to see that everybody's working together and doing something really, really, really good for the community. So thanks to Angie and everybody at Fisher House, Wisconsin, for getting it together and bringing some toys down here today. That's awesome. Want to say hi to Mark. Mark dropped off a bunch of toys. Also, we got $100 check a little while ago from Kathy. Her and her kids stopped by. So we're down here. We're going to be here all day. Come on by and say hello. So what intrigues you the most? Coming up here at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Paul Keels, the voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes, which is a big game, which may intrigue you this weekend. But what intrigues you the most? What is the most intriguing, I'll say, I don't want to say matchup, but what's the most intriguing game? What's the one you're sitting down to going, I got to see this. I can't wait for this. I mean, it is wing night. It is fruit salad night. Whatever it is you happen to be grubbing down on, pizza night, if you're doing the hors d'oeuvre night, whatever it happens to be, what is the big one that you're looking forward to the most? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. We want to hear from you. 855-830-8648. This one's from Joe. Joe writes in the Wendy's email inbox, fresh, never frozen. Hey, unit, love me some Packers, but I am gearing up for Saturday night. Can't wait. I'm heading to your favorite place. I'll be down at Stenny's with a bunch of friends. We're going to watch the Big Ten Championship game. We're going to a bar just in case the Badgers get blown out so we have a place to truly drown our sorrows. Uber, here we come. That's from Joe. Then again, Joe, look at it this way. If by chance you do go down there and witness a victory, it could be a celebratory night, so Uber here would come either way, right? Glasses half full, right? There you go. This one's from Evan. Evan writes again in the Wendy's email inbox. He says, I can't wait for the Packers game. Packers need to get a win. I think the Bears are starting to look better. Do you think the Bears have a shot at beating Green Bay in Green Bay? Look, anybody has a shot, right? I mean, when you're talking about the NFL, the old adage of any given Sunday, there's the reason that there's that saying, right? But no, I don't think the Bears are going to come into Green Bay and beat the Packers. I think the Bears are starting to feel it. The Bears are getting a little drunk on themselves right now. They didn't do club dub last night, but Matt Nagy is showing his cool. And I thought, you know what? And I've said this before. When you're a losing franchise, or when you're not winning consistently, you want to accentuate the highs. I understand that, okay? But it's kind of like celebrating a sack when you're down 42-10, right? You say, look, that's great. I'm going to celebrate my sack. Go back to your teammates and enjoy yourself and what have you, but you're not celebrating a sack. You don't have nothing to celebrate right now. You've dug yourself such an incredible hole. Feel good that you're trying to dig out of it. I completely agree with that. But the dancing and the partying, I'm shaking my head last night going, you aren't even close to sniffing the postseason yet. Even if you won out, chances are you're not going to make the postseason. So what are you celebrating? What is your great feel? I get it. You want to get your guys up because you do want to make that run, but what is your great feel? So, and I'd say the same thing about the Packers. Look, hey, when the Packers, you know, last year they got a win and they weren't playing good football, it's kind of like don't be celebrating. Be happy with what you did. Try to accentuate the positives. Try to correct the negatives and move on. But you're not dancing in a locker room at this point. Ain't happening. You don't do that. It's kind of embarrassing. You know, the old adage of act like you've been there before? Well, act like you're down because you are. This one's from Mark, who says, as a Bears fan, I would completely agree. And this is the other one, though. This is the opposite end of the spectrum. This is Bear Donkey, who says, what an idiot. This is the reason you belong north of the border. I'm glad I live in a great state like Illinois, and you live in that crappy area, and I can't say the other word that he says, of Wisconsin, where you're only known for cheese and white things. Brats, we'll say. There you go. Okay, well, there you go. That's what you got to compare it to. We're known for a little bit more than that. Let's see. We're known for having a state with MVPs in it. I'll give you that. We're known for having a basketball team right now that looks to be one of the best, if not the best, in the NBA. A football team that is headed in the right direction with the back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks, which you can't say since Moses was a baby. You got a baseball team that's in back-to-back postseasons the last few years. Yeah, your baseball teams have won World Series. Kudos to you. And your basketball team has won quite a few championships. But in the recent history, you're kind of sucking swamp water. We've also got a pretty good collegiate program. Had it not been, though, for Illinois, the Badgers would be playing maybe for a shot in the Final Four. But I'll give you that. But still, between Illinois and Northwestern, not happening. So I don't know what you're really bragging about at this point, but, you know, so be it. You know, if you enjoy your state, you enjoy your taxes, and you enjoy your tolls, well, you know, by all means, enjoy yourself. There you go. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Want to hear from you. 855-830-8648. What are you thinking? This one's from Pallet Man, who says, I think the most intriguing game is the Bucks and the Clippers. I would like to think that the Badgers-Ohio State game is going to be competitive, but realistically, I just don't see it. Let's see here. This one's from Diane, says, I love me some Bucky. Can't wait for Saturday night. Your Buckeyes are going down. All right. Hey, feel good about it. No doubt. Feel good about it. What else do we got here for you? This one is from Anthony. Anthony says in the Wendy's email inbox, this one's over on the Facebook fan mail. He says, I'm looking forward to the Packers on Sunday. Packers got to get this win and continue towards the postseason. I want to see them go 13-3. They have to win out. I think they have the capability to do it. I think the only thing that stands in their way is the Minnesota Vikings, and the Vikings will choke. There you have it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to hit us up on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or @RadioJoeSports, you can hit Radio Joe up there as well. Hey, I want to say thanks to a lot of our terrific sponsors that are helping us out, not only here, but also taking us down to the warmer climates that is Super Bowl. And that is going to be our friends over there at the Great Lakes Dragway. Great Lakes Dragway, they're closed for the season now, but... let me tell you this. They had a tremendous 2019 and 2020 right around the corner. So get your season tickets. Get your pass right now. Head out to GreatLakesDragaway.com. GreatLakesDragaway.com. Get online. Get your 2020 season pass. And you can, you know, whether it's a weekend beater or something you've invested your heart and your sweat and your soul into, you can run it down at Great Lakes Dragaway. That's GreatLakesDragaway.com. Also, our friends at Milwaukee Brewing right there on 9th Street in Milwaukee, they have a big viewing party tonight. If you're going to go there before or after the Bucks game, if you're going to do something, say, during the Packers game, even the Badgers game tomorrow night, big viewing parties going on down at Milwaukee Brewery. That's right. You can go in the brewery and sit in their bar, watch the games, enjoy yourself, all the different craft brews if you're into that. It's a great night out, and it's an undiscovered, really kind of not night spot. Right there on 9th Street, downtown Milwaukee, go to MilwaukeeBrewing.com. That's MKEBrewing.com, MKEBrewing.com, and see what they have to offer. We are live. We're down here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. We're looking for donations. We're looking for you. We're looking for new unwrapped toys. We got to fill that truck, and we're having a lot of fun today. What is the most intriguing matchup this weekend? And more so, we got into this a little bit yesterday, but Badger fan, I wanted to ask you this too. I know it's an intriguing matchup. With you're looking over that fence to see if the Badgers could possibly get a win against Ohio State. But why are Badger fans not going to Indianapolis? I had a guy come up to me last night and said, why do I want to go down and see a loss? And that's kind of the way he talked, actually. And I said, well, because don't you want to be there if indeed there's the upset? And he just paused for a minute. I said, think about that. For as few Badger fans that are going, think about that. You know, if you do go and you do witness the upset, you're going to be one of a few. I mean, that's kind of neat within itself. I mean, dare to dream, for God's sakes. We are the dreamers of dreams. Isn't that what Willy Wonka said? I believe so. 855-830-8648. When we come back, we're going to be joined by the voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Paul Keels is going to be here. He's going to give us the breakdown. And I got to tell you, and I was told last night that this is the best Big Ten team ever seen. And they are a winning machine. We've talked about it. But is it really? We'll get Paul's perspective when we come back, because they got three legitimate Heisman Trophy candidates on that team as well. Think about that. I mean, they're that good. I mean, Chase Young is certainly a defensive Heisman Trophy candidate. Fields can be. I mean, even though he's a little bit nicked up, and we'll see, but I think that's more drama than it is anything. And then Dobbins is certainly a candidate for the Heisman Trophy. Think about that, to have three Heisman Trophy candidates on one team. Holy mackerel. But we're going to talk about the Buckeyes coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show. Welcome back to the program. We are glad to have you. It's the 13th annual Toy Drive. We are broadcasting live at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. And getting a look at the semi, we're almost there. We need some more. Some more new unwrapped toys for the kids of Children's Hospital Wisconsin, Children's Wisconsin, and Robin's Nest. But we want to fill the semi. We want to add the cash. Come on down. If you're within the sound of my voice, this is it. You only have until 6 o'clock tonight to get it all done. And then the semi heads over to Children's Wisconsin, and they start to unload the toys. And this is such a spectacular time of year. Dude, it's truly for the kids. This is one of these things where I'm not a politician. I'm saying this is the reason we have to raise taxes to support our children's future. No, this is for the kids. This is the kids and the kids alone. Think about it this
way. Money today. Today. Right. I'll pay. Today.
Yeah, exactly. Got to do it. Got to do it right now. Right here, right now. Hey, one of the best voices in all of sports broadcasting is my good friend Paul Keels. He's the voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. He joins us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Paul, happy holidays. How you doing, my friend?
Doing good, Bill. How you doing?
I am doing wonderfully. I was doing a show last night, and I didn't want to use their name, so I'm going to kind of hold it back. But one of the higher-ups at Wisconsin we were talking with, and it said this Buckeye team is the best Big Ten team they have ever seen. Do you see it that way?
It could be. They've got a lot of things going for them. Number one, confidence and great momentum. But great balance on offense, a defense that at times that can be suffocating. Special teams that play very well with a few exceptions. One of them came against Wisconsin with a blocked punt. They had a muff punt return last week in Ann Arbor. But it could be.
You got a team with three legitimate Heisman Trophy candidates on it. Chase Young is just phenomenal, and obviously Dobbins and Fields. So let's start with Fields and his health, because I know he wants to go. I know he's a little bit nicked up. Let's talk about that first.
No indication that he won't. Now, having said that, Ryan Day has adopted a policy this year where he really doesn't divulge much in regard to injuries, just protecting the player's privacy, and he's been consistent with that through the summer all the way through the season. But when asked about it is Tuesday press conference, he said, yeah, Justin Fields is good to go. Fields himself has said the same thing. The question really will be, will this hamper at all his ability to run? Because that's part of what is added to the threat that Ohio State has on offense.
The first matchup between these two teams, incredibly close for really 2.5, 3 quarters of football, and then it just kind of got away. So does Ohio State walk away with a ton of confidence after that first game, or do they look at the first few and a half quarters and say, this is a dangerous team. This is a team that went toe-to-toe with us for a good period of time until it just kind of a few mistakes got them out of their game.
One of the things that has made them so good this year is they've looked at every opponent every week as a dangerous team. Certainly there's nothing but tons of respect for Wisconsin and Paul Christ and what they've done, but they do understand how dangerous the Badgers are. They understand that, you know, they really were fortunate to be in the position they were in the third quarter of that game in Columbus, up 3 points before things really started rolling in their favor. So it's been a great week-by-week approach that they've taken to every opponent, and that's had a lot to do with why they're sitting where they are.
I look at this game because a lot of fans seem to think that the Badgers win or lose could end up in the Rose Bowl and the Buckeyes win or lose could still end up in the Final Four. I'm sure there's conjecture going on in Columbus, Ohio, as much about that as there is here in the state of Wisconsin. Is there a lot of talk about what ifs, win or lose, and things like that? Or is this just about continuing the dominance that they have had and then just maintaining that number one team in the country?
Well, there's been talk about it from the fans and from the media perspective, and there is a lot of conjecture that even with a loss, depending on how it goes, that they could still end up in the playoffs. But when asked about that this week again, Ryan Day said, no, they're not even considering to think about it that way, that it's a dangerous opponent and they've got to focus on what they need to do to win the football game. So, and, you know, keep in mind, too, Bill, this is a program that the last 2 years has had one damaging loss that has kept them out of the playoffs. Now, they occurred in the regular season on the road against unranked opponents, but still, many of these players were part of that. They know the danger that exists there, and, you know, their out public statements are about, no, they're not even considering that. They understand it's a dangerous team they're playing and that they have to win the football game.
In that first contest, Chase Young was just a beast. He was unblockable. Do you feel that that is going – because he didn't do a ton statistically in the game against Michigan. They were very smart and kind of rolling the pocket, getting away from him, chip blocking, whether it was a line or whether it was a lineman or whether it was tight end or running back or what have you. My assumption is that, Paul Chris, that's the first priority, is try to figure out a way to keep Jack Cohen upright and not allow Chase Young to be so incredibly disruptive.
Yeah, he had a career in that game against Wisconsin. And if you remember, too, he was lining up over the center. They were moving him around almost like a linebacker. Michigan did a very good job in the first half. They probably got away with a few holds that weren't called. Mm-hmm. But late in the game, you saw Chase Young start to influence Jay Patterson throwing the football. And all of the attention they paid to him, it allowed guys like Jayshon Cornell, Jonathan Cooper, Robert Landers, and Devon Hamilton to make plays. So that's the other side of it. You pay too much attention to Chase Young, there's enough good talent on that defense to hurt you in other ways.
Talking with Paul Keels, the voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes, does the head coach Ryan Day, does he get enough credit for what he's done? Because you get the same rumblings. You'll say, well, you know, he inherited Urban's team, and this was Urban's recruiting class. And so does he get enough credit for what he's done over there? Because I think he's done a fantastic job.
Around here he does, and a lot of it started with the additions he made to the defensive coaching staff. He replaced the entire defensive staff with the exception of Larry Johnson on the defensive line. And if you look at how well this defense has played, it's basically the same players from a year ago from a defense that was guilty of giving up a ton of big plays. So certainly he gets a lot of credit for that, how he's handled the quarterback position, getting Justin Fields to play at the level he has coming in brand new in the spring. And keep this in mind, Bill. He won in the media voting Coach of the Year. The last Ohio State head coach to win Coach of the Year was Earl Bruce in 1979.
My guy.
So that at least tells you that the media people have recognized what it is that he's done.
Yeah, it's kind of tough. It's kind of like being Bill Belichick when you're good for so long. People just look at you and go, eh, you're kind of supposed to be, so why do we want to vote for you? And I get it. Obviously, they come in with a target on their back. It's going to be a neutral crowd, but boy, the Ohio State fans have bought up the tickets. There's a lot of belief that this team is on its way to a national title. 85% of the crowd at Lucas Oil Field should be Ohio State fans. Does that how does that play, if at all, into the preparation for this game? Because chances are it's going to be much like a home game, so you don't have to prep the same way for the noise, right?
Well, I'm sure they still will, but no, you don't. You're right. That'll be a big factor. I mean, last week in Ann Arbor in the fourth quarter when you're hearing the OHIO chants
right
go around Michigan Stadium, that was impressive. They were doing that the other night in North Carolina during the basketball game. So, you know, it's a three-hour trip. It's, you know, much like Wisconsin, Ohio State's been there quite often, so there's a lot of familiarity there. The players and the coaches have talked about how that does fuel them at times. As far as preparing, probably not a whole lot, but it certainly is something that's all been part of this whole great thing. And really, the big question in that vein, Bill, was would people do this and not manage to put their resources aside to go to either Atlanta or Phoenix for the semifinals and then possibly to New Orleans for the championship game if they're fortunate to go that far?
Yeah, they have really come out. I think that's the reason a lot of Badger fans, they're thinking, well, you know, do you want to party in Indianapolis or would you rather, say, go out to Pasadena and see the Rose Parade and such? And I understand that sentimentality, too. Hey, I do want to ask you real quick. You mentioned the North Carolina game the other night. Can you remember going into a more historic place and putting more of a shellacking on a top-ranked team in the country than what happened the other night between Ohio State and North Carolina?
It's been amazing, and also consider earlier in the year they really manhandled Villanova here in Columbus. Mm-hmm. So it's been a great start. Now, They've got their conference opener tomorrow at 12 noon at home with Penn State. And Chris Holtman said he thinks Penn State might be the best team that they will have seen so far this year to date. But what a great start. You know, wins over Cincinnati, Villanova, and at North Carolina. Now, the Tar Heels aren't what they usually are. And they had a significant injury early in that game with Armando Bacot going out with a severe ankle injury. But the Ohio State basketball team's on.
Yeah, I was going to say that was, I guess, more so watching it in the Dean Dome happen. That's been just awesome. Hey, you mentioned Cincinnati. I do want to ask you as well. One of the guys that came out of that coaching tree of Urban Meyer, Luke Fickell, what a job he's done with that program, too. I mean, is it just where coaches just kind of just absorb like beer sponges the information and the technique and the methodology and the philosophy out of Urban Meyer that they go on to success in other areas?
Well, let's also remember, too, the time Luke Fickell spent with Jim Tressel.
That's true.
Everybody knew that a good opportunity was come to him. The year he was the head coach in 2011 at Ohio State, he handled a very difficult situation better than anybody ever could have, with suspensions, not knowing if there were sanctions coming. Cincinnati was a great fit for him. I know that he and his wife love having their kids in the schools down there. Now, they've kind of flirted with danger the last few weeks, and it caught up with them the other night in Memphis. But, you know, what a great job he's done. What a great job that program has done. He's really maintained the recruiting lid on the greater Cincinnati area and the state of Ohio that a lot of Cincinnati coaches in the past were not able to do successfully. So, great job. They got a tough one coming up with Memphis again in the same place as last week. But I know Luke's name is getting talked about with some of these other vacancies that have cropped up.
I'm going to ask you something to try to step outside of the Ohio State broadcast side of things. And I'd said the only way that I feel anyway, because I think pound for pound, talent for talent, the Buckeyes are a better football team. But if the Badgers play a damn near perfect game and get the Buckeyes to turn the ball over, short fields, things like that, and get a little momentum roll, maybe quiet the crowd a little bit, to me, that's the only way I can see the Badgers winning this ball game. Is that the way you would see it, or is there a particular matchup you're focusing on going, boy, this would be something problematic if indeed it gets out of hand for the Buckeyes?
Would agree to that, but also keep in mind, too, Jonathan Taylor has had two of his three lowest yardage games in his career against Ohio State earlier this year and 2 years ago in the Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis. If he's able to get on a run that's typical of what he does, then that could cause problems as well.
Paul, it's always a pleasure, buddy. I certainly appreciate it. I love listening to you. I still do on the app as best I can, and we'll talk again soon down the road. But thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes with your busy schedule, buddy.
All right, Bill. Take care.
Talk to you soon. There you go. That's Paul Keels, the voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE to go to schneiderjobs.com. A lot of respect for Jonathan Taylor and what he's capable of doing. And he's right. He has had two of the three lowest yardage games of his career against Ohio State. And I think one thing that the Badgers are definitely looking to do is to try to win the battle at the line of scrimmage, to try to figure that out and get him loose. And if you can get him loose and get him doing what he does best, you have a legitimate shot. You have a legitimate shot of putting some pressure on the Ohio State Buckeyes, maybe forcing them into a turnover. Fields, as he said right there, will play, no doubt about it. He's going to be there. How banged up he is, we just don't know. Whether or not it affects his ability to scramble and run, we'll wait and see. But if Bond and Orr and everybody are really able to get to him and bring him down and his ability to scramble is not there, then that changes the complexity of the game dramatically. But we shall see. Should be a good one coming up on Saturday night. We are broadcasting live at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. We're here in Oak Creek on Rawson Avenue, and we need it. This has been great. I'm sitting here as I'm talking to Paul, watching car after car come by, and people are dropping off toys, and not just a toy, but a bag of toys. Now, if you have just a toy, if you have just a little bit of change in your car, you got just a little bit of cash in your car, whatever it happens to be, come on by. Come on. Till 6 o'clock tonight, come on by. We're going to be here. But if you are outside of the area and you're within the sound of my voice and you want to make an online donation, I'll do my best to recognize it. Go to 1057fmthefan.com. That's 1057fmthefan.com. And right there on the front page of their website, which is our flagship station, you're going to see it first and foremost, the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive benefiting Children's Wisconsin. Click on that logo. Click on it. Okay? You'll see it click real quick, and then you scroll down. And you're going to see right there where it says can't make it. Donate securely online here. You click right there, you make your donation. It's that simple, okay? Please help us out. I'll give you the lowdown real quick here. We were hoping to get $15,000 online, all right? We were at $7,458. We need your help, okay? We're about another $7,400, $7,500 away. We need your help today. Please help us out, okay? Let's get that rolling. Let's just get it rolling right now. If you're in the area, great. If you're outside of the area, Robert donates $27. He says, hope it helps. Robert, fantastic. Lindsay, $100. Looking forward to the toy drive every year. David gave $27. Mike, downtown, $108. Anything helps. We need you. We need you right here. We need you right now. Please, if you can go to 1057fmthefan.com and you can't make it down here today on your lunch hour, right now, coming up in a little bit, if you're in your car, pull over, head into a parking lot. If you're in a drive-thru, real quick, there you go. Put it on the phone. You're good to go. Make a donation. It's that simple. We need you. $7,458 is what we have raised. We're trying to get to $15,000 today. Please help us out. 855-830-8648. When we come back, we got a lot more to get to. We got a whole day here. The Bears, they win again. Are you kidding me? The Bears won again. Come on. Are you all of a sudden the Bears fan back on the Bears bandwagon and a Mitch Trubisky fan? Come on. Really? More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show. We are on the air. We are glad you are with us today. Today's a very special day. Today is the final day of our toy drive, the 13th annual fan toy drive, our flagship station out in Milwaukee. And again, we can't do it without you. This is what it's all about, okay? And I am not in any way, shape, or form demeaning anybody that gives a lot of money. I really am not, because we can't do that without you. The big donations are what really kind of help us out. But it's just good people. And I've said before, and one of the things that when I decided to take the job to come to Wisconsin was I already had friends here that loved the state, loved the schools, loved the people. I mean, that had moved from they were sons and daughters of friends of my parents. And so we would come to Green Bay a couple of times a year, and we would get a chance to see the Packers, and it was always great. But one of the reasons I wanted to move here was because of the community. So a gentleman just came in and said, this is all I got. And he had $9. And I said, you know what? I don't want to take your last dollar. And he said, no, this is for the kids. It's for a good cause. It's going to make me feel good. That's awesome. You know, that's the kind of community we live in. And I'm really, really proud to say that. So thanks so much. Can't say thanks enough for, a donation like that. So if you have anything and you can help us out, go to 1057fmthefan.com. That's 1057fmthefan.com. And online, you can make a donation. If you want to come here on Rawson Avenue, Blaine's Farm and Fleet, come on by. Monetary donation. If you got change in your car and you want to throw it in the bucket, great. If you want to use your credit card and drop it in the dip jar, please do so. But we are looking for new unwrapped toys as well. The best thing we can say today is at 6 o'clock is that we've filled the semi, or what would be even better is we can say, we're going to need another truck. That would be the best. So if you can help us out, please come and do so. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Pindell, a machining company right here in the state of Wisconsin, in New Berlin, Wisconsin, looking for good people. And they want to train you. They want to school you up, not just how to, you know, make metal parts, but on computers and in sciences and things like that. And, you know, take that trade, and keep it. Make it your own for a long period of time. Make it a career. And that's what they're looking for, is good people. Go to Pindell, P-I-N-D-E-L.com. That's Pindell.com. And thanks to our friends Steve and the whole gang and Leo and everybody over at Euros West. I got a nice note the other day from a gentleman that took his family in there for the very first time and loved it. Loved the breakfast, loved the price, said everybody ate for under $25. It was fantastic. And that's the kind of feedback I look for off of our sponsors. So thanks, and go find our friends at Euros West out there on the Moreland Boulevard in Waukesha. Great people, and say hi to everybody. So you got a lot of games coming up this weekend, okay? We're all fired up. But the game last night, I don't know why, but I don't know if it made believers, or maybe you're just wishful thinking at this point. I don't know. I can't tell you. But all of a sudden, I'm getting all of this Chicago Bear, yeah, man, finger pointing. I'm like, look, first of all, a couple of weeks ago, that finger was up your nose because you had nowhere to put it. And now you want to point the finger and say, oh, here we come. Oh, okay, great. It doesn't change things, okay? It doesn't suddenly make Mitch Trubisky smarter because he had a good game. Look, the shoulder's healed. Maybe that has something to do with it. Playing a little bit better. But you know, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I'm not still going to pay $40 million, $30 million, or $20 million for Mitch Trubisky. That's for damn sure. You screwed up. Okay? The best thing you could say about Mitch Trubisky is this, if you're a Bear fan, is that he turns out to be one of the best, if not the best, quarterback in Bears history, which is not saying much because your run of quarterbacks has not necessarily been good. He's never going to be the top two guy you want him to be. He's not – Mitch Trubisky's not going to suddenly develop smarts and turn into a Hall of Famer, okay? Maybe he gets a little more savvy. Maybe he runs the ball a little bit more. Maybe he does a few more things. Maybe Matt Nagy actually becomes a better coach. But don't put your eggs in that basket, all right? You beat up on a bad New York team. You beat up on a bad Dallas team that's reeling right now because their head coach has basically been told he's not going to be there next year. You could see it. You could see the dejection. That's a talented team that looks very much like the Packers did last year when they knew their coach was about out the door. They'd heard all the messages before. They weren't playing inspired football. They weren't playing communicative football. They just weren't doing what they needed to do to win. You know, their offensive line wasn't getting the job done consistently last night. That's a team that's on the way out, and their season got derailed about midway through, in my opinion. It might have been derailed by the Packers, just like the Packers derailed the Bears' season. Kind of knocked them off their perch right out of the chute. So, look, as much as you want to say, that's great, I'm not putting all my eggs in that basket. That's for damn sure. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. When we come back after the top of the hour, we got a lot more to get to. We're going to get into our good friend Zach Heilprin at the bottom of the next hour. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.